Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites review of Red Jasper Entertainment Presents Sex with Strangers at the McAdden Theater in Hollywood, February 17th through March 3rd, 2024. With such a provocative title like Sex with Strangers, you might expect something just as provocative. No. This tale centers around social media, the future of publishing, how it affects romance, and how we see people. It is already dated at this point. The tried and true, let's talk very, very closely, gets old very, very quickly. Sex with Strangers is about two writers, one very successful writer named Ethan, played by Jonathan Dylan King, who from his acting and his general looks is a young Matthew LeBlanc from Friends Coded. What is Joey Tribbiani doing on the set? I dare you to not see it. He's successful, but not happy because he's famous for writing about his sexual escapades with women, and he wants to be known as a writer of substance. Olivia, played by Sarah Wiley, is a writer of substance, but her first book was a failure, and now she's a teacher and writes as a hobby and may never release her latest book. When Ethan and Olivia meet, everything in their lives changes. The basic setup of this play is fine. The bad boy, at least on the outside, meets the reserved, genuine woman, and sparks fly. Opposites attract. Lovely. But the chemistry and buildup of this relationship is so rushed. There's no sexual tension, just, I don't really like you, and here we go. Sex. There are just so many moments that are so funny, and they're not supposed to be. Just a really forced relationship between these people. What's worse is, it gets repetitive. You can find ways to add drinking games to the script if you wanted to. Even when I saw this show in 2016 at the Geffen, I already thought this might be getting a little dated. It's 2024, and it is officially dated. What I will say is, this production is better acted and a lot more fun than the Geffen production I watched years ago. In the second act, the tenderness between King and Wiley showed up a lot better on stage, especially near the end. The show does end very, very strongly. The costume work on this production was thought through and cohesive with each scene. I give Sex with Strangers a 7.2 out of 10. It's an average show. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.